Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Southwestern Ontario First Nation Amjinong has declared a state of emergency. The First Nation says it's because of an ongoing discharge of the chemical benzene from a nearby plant. Michelle Song has more.
We're Amjinong. We have a right to a healthy community, including our environment.
Darren Henry is a counselor for Amjinong First Nation, a community now suffering from exposure to benzene, a harmful chemical which can cause cancer. Preliminary data from an Ontario government air pollutant monitor showed elevated levels of the chemical in the community. Henry is calling for accountability.
I just said if I sprayed benzene in anybody's face, I would be charged for assault. And I can't fathom that that's not happening to people responsible for the benzene exposures.
The plant shut down over the weekend. It said to address mechanical issues. INEOS is facing several orders from the province in relation to benzene emissions. The company has not responded to CBC's latest request for comment. Michelle Song, CBC News, Toronto.
BC is rolling back its controversial drug decriminalization pilot project. With intense public pressure and safety concerns, the province says it will once again ban drug use in public spaces. As Tanya Fletcher is finding out, reaction is deeply divided.
Barely a year after BC proudly announced a Canada First decriminalizing small amounts of hard drugs, Premier David Eby is now walking it back.
This amendment will make public drug use illegal in British Columbia.
The changes will recriminalize drug use in public places. People who merely possess drugs won't be arrested unless they're threatening public safety or causing a disturbance. But experts warn the overall drug crisis is much bigger than simply giving power back to police to make arrests.
People are only injecting in inappropriate environments if they don't have access to appropriate environments, and that's the goal that we need to have.
And with political opponents forcing the issue to the forefront of an upcoming election, it leaves this provincial government with a lot still to wrestle with in the fight for public support. Tanya Fletcher, CBC News, Vancouver.
This week, the U.S. government said TikTok must either be sold off by its Chinese parent company or it will be banned. Host of CBC Radio's The House, Catherine Cullen, looks at the implications in this country.
Canadian stand-up comedian Matthew Pozitsky says TikTok is the best way to reach a younger audience, but he's not convinced the new U.S. law will result in a ban in that country or have ripple effects here.
I understand that it might be a possibility, but I'm kind of living in the present.
The legislation, signed by President Joe Biden on Wednesday, cites national security concerns. There are fears the Chinese government could lean on TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to access user information. The new law gives ByteDance about 9 months to sell TikTok, or the app will be banned in the U.S. ByteDance says it doesn't intend to sell the company. Canadian officials are watching.
The move by the United States is framing the discussions.
Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne points out last month, Canada launched its own national security review of TikTok. He says Canadian and U.S. officials are exchanging information about any security concerns, and he's determined to ensure Canadians are protected. Catherine Cullen, CBC News, Ottawa.
And you can hear Catherine's full interview with the industry minister on The House on CBC Radio 1 right after the 9 o'clock edition of World Report, 9:30 in Newfoundland, or anytime on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts. The environment minister says a deal limiting how much plastic the world produces is likely too complicated to design and enforce. Stephen Gilbo says if negotiators agree to ban some single-use and hard-to-recycle plastics and mandate a minimum amount of recycled material in new products, it'll stave off the need for virgin plastic fiber. The remarks come as this week's talk in Ottawa on a treaty to end plastic waste reached the halfway point. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.